For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's Moose Breezy. Intern Joe is with us this morning. And yesterday, we hope everyone had a really great Easter. Everybody was celebrating. And I think one of the things we're all really excited about was Lent is officially over.
Yeah,
I was. And now we can all go back to doing what we love to do. For me, I gave up going to Wegmans.
Right.
Breezy gave up hitting the snooze.
Right.
Joe, you gave up going to Tim Hortons and eating fast food.
Any fast food, but it was specifically targeted at Tim's.
Yeah, there was a problem.
It was a problem for you.
So yeah. I got something. I wrote up a letter for you guys.
Why?
Why?
Well, because obviously my internship's coming to an end.
Yeah.
But also, Lent just came to an end. So, can I just read this on air?
I mean, I guess.
And I'm calling us, catching us off guard here. Do you want music behind it? Should I play something?
Go for it.
All right, the stage is yours. Go ahead, Joe.
Moose, I knew you weren't following through. You told us that you found yourself in Wegmans multiple times. Not, I went to Wegmans. You found yourself there. As in, finding yourself there puts you on autopilot.
That's hilarious.
Breezy.
Oh.
You had to know that this wasn't going to work.
Yeah, right?
Everyone hits the snooze button. Even the morning routine guy, Ashton Hall, definitely hits that snooze button once in a while. I did follow through with mine. I didn't stop for fast food at all, not even Tim's for coffee.
Right.
I am a little disappointed, to be honest. I was hoping you two were going to break those habits. I don't know what else to say beyond that. Maybe next year, pick some more achievable goals. Wow. Like Moose, maybe say you only go once a week for your grocery shopping rather than every day after work because you want a sub.
I accidentally found myself there.
It was an accident.
Breezy, maybe you need to say I'm shutting my phone off after a certain hour instead of not hitting the snooze button. Because that's not... I mean, I hit it 3 times this morning.
Right.
But I should also say I really do enjoy working here at 98PXY with you guys. I'm actually really sad my internship is ending because I honestly really... don't want to stop showing up.
Yeah, we don't want you to stop showing up. You do a lot for us.
Honestly, after this, I feel attacked, so I could care less.
He goes, you should leave, honestly.
I could care less.
That was a weird insult sandwich.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we were responsible for setting an example. I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, that's literally our only job, actually.
It really is. But sorry that we disappointed you. Yes, I did show up to Wegmans multiple times. I dropped the ball. But
found himself there.
He literally said, I found myself at Wegmans yesterday multiple times.
Like he was just defense. Like he was sleepwalking and he just woke up in the bread aisle.
In my defense, if I didn't go to get my groceries, I would literally starve. There's nowhere else to go.
He shows up after 40 days completely emaciated.
There's other grocery stores.
Not like no Wegmans. Fully. Not like
Wegmans. I know. And for the snooze, like, I'm only human.
You could have done better. I'll agree with
you. You're not in bed with me. You don't know what's going on.
Not yet.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm terrified. No, I'll puke. I do believe that, our only job here was to be a mentor to you. And, like, I always say, do as I say, not as I do. So
I don't know who you've ever said that
take
to.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Thanks for finally giving us our flowers.
Because every day we ask you, we're like,
are you happy here?
Yeah, who do you like?
You enjoying yourself?
I really do enjoy coming into this studio.
He always is like, it's fine.
It's fine. I'm like, thank you for the raving review, Joe. Yeah, it's fine. Just I do what I got to do. It's cool. But secretly, you're just being a 25-year-old college student, and you don't want to be vulnerable or say how you feel. But deep down, you're in love with us.
You're obsessed with us. No, you're obsessed. You have a shrine of us. It's so crazy.
Him and his girlfriend are both obsessed.
No, they're obsessed.
Yeah, Big Red loves you guys.
We made you.
Not Joe, you claiming to be my parents.
Listen, man, I will say and we'll have to do this all over again because it's not like it's your last day. But between all the interns we had for the summer last year, the fall, and then the winter internships, we've had some really, really great interns. But you've proven yourself time and time again because you love this industry. And you do so great for us on this show. Anytime we need something, you just do it. And you do it with a kind of a smile, but at least it's done. You know what I mean?
The fact that you came to the Bachelor auction with us was crazy. I couldn't be Claire.
And worked.
Couldn't be Claire.
He was supposed to take his girlfriend on a date, so he just brought her with him. I'm like, I like this guy.
Right. Yeah.
And she had a blast. So. She was glad that we went. So. Yeah.
Could care less if you're disappointed in us. Like I said, we've given you the best months of your life.
It's been like 6 weeks, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah, see ya.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.